Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Kathy, of course, most of Erie County remains in an orange zone. And I'm thinking a lot about what the governor had to say last week regarding the closure of high-risk businesses like gyms, hair salons. In Monroe County, the commissioner there, the health commissioner, says they haven't been a source of the outbreak locally recently. In Erie County, we're not even getting this data. Should the state re-examine which businesses are impacted in zones if the data shows that they're not a source of spread?
Governor Cuomo addressed this very question just a few days ago and said, we don't arbitrarily make up high-risk businesses. That's all based on experts who study transmission rates, and we follow what they tell us. So everything we have done has been guided by experts, doctors, the information that shows us those are high-risk activities.
You called it an anomaly of what was happening in Monroe County, where gyms did not have a single source of coronavirus. This is according to the health commissioner there. But, the state says, hey, we're data-driven. We're very focused on looking at the numbers. The numbers aren't showing that there's high spread at gyms, hair salons, and those high-risk businesses because of the precautions that they're taking. Can the state re-examine, and do you think it would at least be open to re-examining that?
The governor has addressed this, and he'll be the one who addresses whether or not there's any consideration of changing the criteria that the guidance has come from experts, has told us what to do, and that's what we're resting our decision on. So we understand the concerns. I assure you, I hear them. I'm out in the community. I talk to these business owners. I know that they're suffering through this. But when you have an infection rate in Western New York, Erie County, of 8%, individuals who do not know that they are carrying the virus can go to a place, a high-risk business, and they could be the super spreader. They can end up contaminating other people. So that is where the risk comes from. Now that there's more community spread, more people have it. It's spreading in people's houses, and it's also spreading out in the community. So those are areas that have been designated as areas where there's a higher chance of exposure because of the nature of the activity.
How come parts of Western New York aren't in a red zone yet? The metrics show that we've had a 7-day rolling average of greater than 4% for several days now, well over the 10 days that was said to get in the red zone. How come parts of it isn't in the red zone?
We are trying very hard to give Western New York the opportunity to turn this around. None of us want to close down businesses. It is heartbreaking. I come from a small business family. It's a small flower shop that may not make it because of what's going on. I understand how devastating this is for businesses. None of us want to impose any more restrictions than necessary. If Western New Yorkers want to see businesses all open, they can do that. They have the power to do that. And individuals who have been violating our regulations and our protocols over Thanksgiving, get tested now and start isolating yourselves, because not just us, but what the CDC said over the weekend, Dr. Bricks has said, if you traveled over this weekend, consider yourself exposed. Consider yourself at risk to giving it to others. So that is what we're focused on. So we have a little bit of time to turn this around. The governor also will be announcing his winter plan to help us get through this, where we can take different metrics into consideration, infection rate, but also what's going on with hospitals, capacity of beds, capacity in the ICU. So he's going to be announcing very soon a different approach to get kids back into schools. We need K-8 back in schools as soon as possible. We've found now, listening to experts, looking at the studies, looking at the data that wasn't there early on, that schools can end up being a safer place than the larger community. And children, younger ones, are not out there on their own and going to see friends, and they're not going to malls. They're younger ones, they're more isolated, and they're less likely to spread the illness.
Last question I've got. Does the state have any comment on the lawsuit that was filed today by Robbie DeNiro? He's the owner of the Athletes Unleashed gym. Any comment to the lawsuit filed today?
No, we don't comment on lawsuits.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.